And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this?
A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package. High-speed internet service required. Terms and restrictions apply.
One more podcast to end the calendar year. Why not? What's up? This is No Dunks Emergency Pod. We've got Skeets here. We've got Tass. We've got Trey in the yard because we have an emergency podcast because we got a trade. That's right. Let's just chuck it up here for everybody right now. Reports from the big wigs. We're talking Shams. We're talking Woj. So you know it's a fish. The Raptors are trading OG Anunoby, Precious Achiuwa, and Malachi Flynn to the New York Knicks for RJ Barrett, Emmanuel Quickley, and a 2024 second round pick by way of the Detroit Pistons. So it's almost a first round pick, really, when you squint. It just looks like it early there in the second. Wow! Tass Mellis, give me some Raptor news. What do you think?
The Raptors always steal from the Knicks, so they automatically win this trade right here, right now. I know people getting rid of OG Anunoby maybe hurt a little bit, and not getting first-round picks may be hurting some people, but when you trade to the Knicks, I don't think it really matters because the Knicks are very good. So if it's going to be a first-round pick, it's still going to be deep. I think getting Emmanuel Quickley is real nice. And I start with him over RJ Barrett because I think he's been a fantastic scorer. The Raptors need a scorer. The Knicks need a good defender. So I think both win. But Quickley has been balling right recently. You see some of these streaks that he goes on, dropping 20 against OKC in 22 minutes, dropping 22 against who is that in 25 minutes? That was a good one. Anyways, the guy is just hot. Every time he gets the ball, he's just a great scorer, and he hasn't been playing. That's the weird thing for the Knicks. I understand why they're doing this, because they got so many guards as perimeter players. Like, they just don't stop. They put Quickley out there, but then they pull him. They put DiVincenzo, Grimes, Hart, Barrett. They're going to give they're going to give OG Anunoby a ton of money here when they cut down here by giving a couple guys away. But I think Quickley has got better offensive offensive peak than OG Anunoby. And so why not trade it? Because they don't want to give OG Anunoby, the Raps don't want to pay him $40 million per year, what the Knicks are going to do this offseason. They're going to give this a shot with starting with Quickley and then RJ Barrett as well. He's been streaking lately, but he's just so up and down. I think getting Quickley, who's got a great peak. He was the sixth man of the year contest last year. He was second, and that was minutes have gone down by five. It doesn't really make a lot of sense to me. I think it's a great get for the Raps.
Is this one of these rare win-win trades, TK, that both teams are going to be happy in the end with the Knicks getting OG, sort of a obviously a perimeter defender, one of the best in the league, that slots in there instead of RJ, who's up and down? And yeah, like Tass said, you've got Brunson as your star guard, so you're a little squeezed on minutes with Quickley, but the Raptors need that. They need scoring punch at that position. Or what do you think?
I guess the question comes down to, would you rather pay RJ Barrett and Emmanuel Quickley going forward, or would you rather pay OG Anunoby going forward? Both of the teams looked at the players they had and said, we want the other guy. I think that's kind of interesting. OG, I think, definitely is great for the Knicks. I think he's exactly what they need. There have been talks about them being in the mix for Zach LaVine, Donovan Mitchell, should he become available. But they really needed somebody who can play on both ends of the ball, which I think OG absolutely can do, assuming he re-signs there. As for the Raptors, I think it'll be fun for them to get Emmanuel Quickley. I think he's a really good player as well. He's probably my favorite player of the three in this deal. RJ can look like an all-star one game and then not even a rotation player in the next game. I think he's just so up and down, but you have to look at this team going forward as a team built around Scotty Barnes. He needs an additional ball handler, I think, which is what they'll be getting in Emmanuel Quickley. And I do think he's capable of more given a bigger opportunity. Obviously wasn't well trusted by Tom Thibodeau, even though he's had some really good moments with the Knicks, kind of fell out of the rotation in the playoffs last year. He's definitely been a playoff faller, I think, thus far in his career, which is maybe something you could be apprehensive of going forward. But it should be interesting to see a legitimate off the dribble threat next to Scotty Barnes, not to mention whatever RJ Barrett can actually give the Raptors playing at home. I know people in the stream team have been saying he always plays great against the Raptors in Toronto, so maybe they're going for the hometown bump, but I think this is kind of two teams looking at what they had saying, we need to change things up going forward, and probably a smart move on both sides.
Yeah, TK slipped it in there. I mean, it's like basically a given that OG is going to test free agency, and Tass said it too, that the Knicks will likely be the team trying to pay him or convincing him to stay there. And quickly, sort of same thing, restricted free agent, like he is going to get a hell of a pay increase. So he's going to have a couple months here in Toronto to probably get way more minutes and way more of an opportunity and to put up those numbers and to, you know, ultimately get a better paycheck. I think when you like zoom out from the OG side of things, you know, but I think it was Zach Lowe, right, who was on record saying, you had the Pacers and I believe the Grizzlies both offering 3 first round picks for OG Anunoby at the trade deadline in 2023. I mean, same calendar year here. Would you have preferred that, Tass? Should they have really made the move then instead of like doing the whole Poeltl type of thing? Or do you like this almost instead of maybe 3 first round picks, the idea of quickly as a young star player and RJ Barrett, who I always think is older than he is. I mean, those guys are, what, 23, 24 years old. They sort of pair nicely with the 22-year-old Scotty Barnes. Like, you know, which one, like, could you go back in time? Would you rather have the 3 first-round picks, or you do like this package?
Oh, looking back at the February trade deadline, I honestly wonder how legitimate those numbers are. There was guys that were overpaid, you know, prior to this, the prospect of the new CBA coming in. Guys gave up a heck of a lot. So it does kind of feel like 3 draft picks was real. Maybe it was 2 and just hope that 3 would come in. And some guys just, in terms of front offices, didn't do what they should have back then. And I think the Raps probably should have done it back then. They were just hoping that they would be good. And it obviously didn't materialize last year in the spring. So they did what they did now after the CBA has come through. Nobody's offering 3 draft picks. Nobody. And so they went and got a really good player. It's funny how these two trades are going to pan out because it's really just, it's perfect. The Raps have so many huge wings that are great defenders. It makes sense to trade one of them. One that they're not going to give the max to in OG Anunoby and go get a really good scoring guard. While the Knicks, they got all these freaking guards, and they've got Brunson who's balling. They have a lot of good guards who can score, but they need to get better on the perimeter defending. They go get OG. So it makes a lot of sense to do what they both did. And they're going to be a damn good team. I mean, they're both like trying to find their way on one side of the floor, and OG's going to help out. And the first round picks, it all depends on the team and where it comes from. If that first round pick is really going to matter. So they're getting a second round pick. I think it makes a lot of sense and just hope that RJ Barrett becomes a little bit better when all is said
consistent.
And done.
Yeah, I wouldn't hold your breath, but hopefully as a Raptor fan, that's it. I mean, if I'm being completely honest, we got 3 players involved in this trade that are at times vastly overrated by their fan bases, by some of the casuals out there, because you catch the highlights, you set a tray on a given night, you're like, oh, this guy's a superstar. I mean, so-and-so hit 5, 6 threes. Look at the defense and all that. And you can convince yourself because you see it for 48 minutes in a game. Oh, yeah. But a lot of these guys, and some of them because of their age and maybe still like growing, they can't do it consistently. And, you know, they can't get over that hump to be sort of, you know, more of a star player. Or they flirt with it, but they're never quite there. Do you think, Trey, though, that this is a setup for either of these teams? Like more moves to be made? Raptors, of course, continuing to sort of break it down with Siakam if they go that route, or the Knicks, like, still have a lot of draft capital, obviously still players that they could include, Fournier's deal and all that. Like, do you think there's more to come from either both or one of these teams?
Well, I think this doesn't really give us any sort of definitive answer about the Knicks, because they still have a lot of picks that they could move. They still have other young players who could be in the mix going in or out, but this definitely improved their team right now. So maybe they stand pat and try and pull something off in the summer should Donovan Mitchell, you know, just become available rather than trading a whole bunch of stuff for him. So I don't think we really know there, because this is just a smart move from the Knicks. They're already paying for Barrett. They clearly didn't want to pay quickly, but they would like to pay a guy like OG Anunoby going forward because it's a position of need for them. So I think the Knicks kind of just straight up improved right now. They didn't have to give up a first round pick. So I think they're probably happy with this trade. As for the Raptors, I can honestly see it going both ways. Trading for Barrett, who is already onto his second contract, and Quickly, who's quickly approaching his second contract, are both good players, like currently good players, so it doesn't feel like the Raptors are intentionally taking a step back. The ages aren't that big of a difference, right? Like OG's 26 years old, these guys are 24 and 23, so they're kind of in the same timeline. So it doesn't change much from that perspective. It feels to me like the Raptors want to stay competitive, which therefore would make me think they're going to want to sign Siakam again and continue exploring the trade market for him on a slightly bigger deal with a longer contract. But I think bringing in a couple of current approaching prime players has to lead you to believe that they more so want to stay competitive rather than tank it up.
Oh, the Raps love to do that. I totally agree. I think they and Pascal get to the table and say, hey, we got a good deal for you, but ideally it's not a long-term deal. Not a max deal, I should say. It'll be long-term, but that's what the Raps are going to do. They're going to try and make this a good team and hope Quickly, with increased minutes, can show that he's a great scorer, because it is weird with him and how great a year he did have last year and how good the Knicks look with he's on the floor. I mean, him and Brunson and Hart and Randall, that foursome, as our man Fred Katz pointed out, they kick ass when they're on the floor. That's a really, really, really good foursome. The point differential is really, really high. That should be good. My worry with the Raptors is after they turn it up with Emmanuel Quickly, what happens with RJ Barrett's contract? Because if you sign Pascal for a long-term deal and you've got Emmanuel Quickly a long-term deal, RJ Barrett's getting paid a ton of money for the long-term here for a full 3 years after this year, almost $30 million when all is said and done. Plus, you're going to want to pay Scotty Barnes. I mean, they're really changing the flow of this team, going a little bit more offensive when they have all these defensive weapons. They're probably going to sign Pascal. It's just, I don't know what the ceiling is, but to me, it means that they're just going to stick the same route, just sign Pascal.
Wow. I'm not so sure about that. Maybe I'm still in shock that the Knicks and Raptors actually made a deal together. I mean, what happens to the lawsuit in this trade? Is it included? Are we going to get a secondary third tweet here from Shams and Woj saying it's, included in the deal and it's they've come to an agreement on it? I don't know.
We know the Raptors already have all the scouting materials on Quickly and Barrett, so they don't have to do any research.
Exactly. They're set in that department because they've got all the paperwork. But I'm not so sure about Siakam. I mean, maybe you guys are right. Like the worry about trading him now is like you're going to not get a great return because some teams might be looking at him, of course, as a he's the rental. He's like maybe he gets us to a championship and he comes in here for a couple months, but you're not going to give up the farm usually for a player like that, as great as he is and still in his prime. So maybe the move is, come to an agreement, sign the contract, and then look forward. But Quickly better get used to shooting a whole bunch of threes on this team, because OG, incredibly, like more consistent three-point shooter than RJ Barrett is. Now we've got Siakam, RJ. I mean, there's even Scotty, although he had a great game the other night, and he's really improved his three-point shot, so that's huge. But Quickly, he's gonna get the green light here, man, to like let it fly. I think because they need shooting. It's still their Achilles heel, I think, for the Raps. But I love it. I love the Quickly move. Look, otherwise OG was leaving. So they got something in return, and RJ is a solid, still young player. He's good. I'm not convinced he's ever going to be a superstar, but maybe playing in Canada will unlock him. And then Quickly is the real, like, ooh, yeah, he could hit. You know, those Kentucky guards, man. These guys can pop off here. So maybe he's
he's the diamond in the rough in this trade and can blossom into like sort of an all-star sort of quality guard. It definitely pairs nicely. Then we just learned that Barnes, OG, and Siakam, it doesn't work. I mean, I think they saw enough that they're like not convinced it's like a great team. So remove one of the forwards, bring in a guard, and maybe it's a better lineup sort of weighted, balanced better. That's the hope, I guess.
To me, it's definitely a bet on Quickly because swapping OG for RJ offensively, like honestly, what's the difference? RJ's not as good of a shooter. OG's not as good of a driver, but they're both fine offensive players who can kind of kill you in the wrong matchup. But this is basically saying we would rather have Quickly coming into his second contract than a young player who's 19 years old, like Grady Dick, can't get on the floor right now. So this accelerates your rebuild, I think, you know, probably two or three seasons if you're the Raptors and Quickly turns out to be a player rather than having to go through the draft and find a starting point guard that way. So it's on Quickly to make Masai look smart in this one, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't wait to see how he does with increased minutes because it's just weird to see what Thibodeau is doing there with all the guards that he has when Quickly with Brunson, with Hart, and with Randall, they destroy opponents, but they have so many guards that his minutes have been reduced this year. He's 29 minutes last year, down to 24 this year, and he's scoring the same. He's more efficient this year, but it's going to be different when he's probably starting, probably playing a ton of minutes and shooting a ton. I can't wait to see how his efficiency goes, but he's balling near 40% from three, and he's just really, really, really efficient. They need a guard who can score. I mean, when they let Fred go, they were just given a shot to what they had with ball handlers, but Quickly is an improvement for sure. And yeah, the same goes for the Knicks. They needed a big boy who could play on the perimeter and stop people because Brunson is an incredible scorer. Randall's doing a good job of scoring, but OG is going to help out. So they're going to pay him a ton. I think that's pretty apparent. They're going to go for it.
What do you think he's going to make per year, OG?
Probably a 40 spot, I'm guessing.
Well, then an RJ Barrett contract ain't going to look that bad when it's, 23, 25, whatever the increment it goes up. It's not that insane. Obviously, when you sign, it matters here. But let's hear from the stream team here. Trey, any more thoughts on this one as I fire up some of these comments from the people joining us live on YouTube? Big numbers. People are pumped about this trade at the end of the calendar year here.
Detroit Pistons, maybe a winner in this trade? Since you assume that all three of these players will be out of the lineup, therefore they can't play against the Raptors?
Wow.
Right? Well, so maybe the Pistons get a win since players are actually missing from the rotations here?
Yeah. They look damn good against the Celtics, getting to overtime. Saturday's the time against the Toronto Raptors. That's the time for them to do it.
Man, is this Masai like playing like 4D chess here? He's like, uh-oh, we're going to be the team that loses to Detroit. We're playing in a back-to-back situation. We're coming from Boston. We're going to Detroit. Everybody's watching this game. Everybody expects us to lose because we're not that good. Well, now I got an excuse. I just traded three guys. What were we going to do? Okay, we lost. Here you go.
We only got six players to play. Can't blame us.
Oh, wow.
They're still the worst team in the NBA. They've got to win one game at some point. I think most people will forget about it as soon as they do it.
Get your questions in and get your comments in here in the stream team. I can't scroll back. There's just too many comments, too many thoughts from all of you. Hit the like button while you're here. Make sure you subscribe to No Dunks. Again, we did not see this emergency pod coming, but especially involving our Raptors, you knew we were jumping on. And this is a big trade. And by the sounds of it, you know, you guys talking here for the last 15 minutes or so, it's like, it makes sense. It really does make sense from both sides, both organizations. People are definitely going to assume that Masai is always going to fleece the Knicks because that's just a running gag, but OG fits really nicely with this team. Hell, I know he's a bit player in this, but Precious, he's a backup center. He might even get an opportunity here in New York because of the injuries to Mitchell Robinson, the injuries to Jericho Sims. You know, Hartenstein, you can't play the guy 40 plus minutes. Taj Gibson, okay, he's chipping in, but I think Precious is going to get a little chance here just with the injuries.
He'll get a chance and Tibbs will be like, what are you doing out there, man?
Yeah, probably.
That's the kind of guy that he loves to sit down for a wily old vet like Taj.
Yeah, Yeah, he'll get a chance, was what I was saying.
Get a chance.
Not that he'll take advantage of it. And Malachi Flynn, sure. Look, Quickly's not there. I mean,
they need a backup point guard.
Yeah, I've never been a Malachi Flynn fan, so good luck to you, sir. I hope you continue to stick around the league.
I'd like to see Malachi Flynn and Dante DiVincenzo do a Spider-Man meme photo together.
Sure. Just pointing at each other?
Yeah.
I wanted to circle back, because I asked Trey to ask, do you think the Knicks are done here? I think it was KOC there on Twitter right away when this news broke, saying, ooh, they get OG, watch them get aggressive, instill all the draft capital and the Fournier contract, and that there's probably something else still to come. Do you buy that or not?
Yeah, they got a glutton of guys that they should be looking to package up for others. And so if they are going to pay OG long-term, I think. So with all the guys that they have on the roster that play a ton of minutes that are part of the rotation, yeah, I think they could package a few of them together. And that's why I'm really interested to see what Emmanuel Quickley does with increased minutes, because of how many guys they're playing, stealing minutes from him. And Josh Hart, who's a Tibbs guy, goes hard. Dante DiVincenzo, even, who's played really well. Quentin Grimes, guys who play hard defensively but are pretty good offensively, enough to stay on the court. That's why Emmanuel Quickley, who is good defensively but is a baller, had to be dealt just to kind of help them direct themselves where the heck they're going here. And they're going big on OG, and they're able to move on from RJ Barrett, who's, yeah, I think the biggest question mark for everybody looking at this trade. He definitely has good minutes, good games, but they traded a 2-for-1 here. Apologies to Malachi Flynn and Precious Achiuwa, but 2-for-1 here. Yeah, to see what they could get, and OG's got to see what he can do in an increased minutes, and I wonder if he's going to be entirely happy, because he's always been the guy. It looks like he wants to be more of a number one type of guy. And he's lived with being, you know, a complimentary guy. But with Brunson and Randall shooting a ton like they do, he's going to be shooting the same. He's not going to be a creator. So I wonder how happy and excited he's going to be. Meow, cat. I heard a cat meow. That's a loud meow.
Excited. Wilbur wants in that room. Man. Wilbur wants to give some thoughts here on the take. I'm sure he's a big Emmanuel Quickley fan as a Wildcat himself.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. We see people here in the stream team, and you're going to see a lot of this. Obviously, RJ Barrett coming home to Toronto, Canadian kid from the area. Now they got to go get SGA. Okay, good luck with that from the Thunder. More likely Wiggins. Okay, I can see that happening. I'm sure the Warriors would do that. Just get all the Canadians up there. I wouldn't count on it. I don't think SGA is going to be leaving the Thunder anytime soon, but I hope you're right. Final thoughts as we start wrapping up this little emergency pod. Anything else to add, gentlemen? TK, you got anything else in the bag?
My official verdict on the trade is I think the Raptors got the best guy in Emmanuel Quickley, but I think the Knicks got the best end of the deal, getting a piece that fits perfectly in OG and not having to trade a first-round pick at all for it.
Yeah. Tess?
I'm just looking at the Knicks roster and wondering where they go next, if there is a move to be done, because they're going to have a fantastic starting lineup and a foursome of guys that just are going to keep churning at the guard spot. They are going to be solid, and you know, it's up to Brunson to light this team up offensively now without Quickley, because Quickley was damn good in his minutes. But both are win in this trade. I wonder what's going to happen to RJ Barrett long term. How much they're gonna play him? Really? I mean, they're gonna give him a chance there too, as well, to be able to score.
Yeah, I mean, he slots right into basically OG's starting spot, so he's not going to be buried on a bench or anything like that. Yeah, look, it's like the Dennis Schroeder experiment. There's going to be very good games and very bad games, and I'm a little fearful of Raptors fans turning on RJ when he goes in his 3-4-5 game slump. But again, maybe the comforts of home, you know, family and friends all around him unlocks him and he becomes a more consistent player. I can't wait to find out. But yeah, quickly is the real cue, the real question mark of this one. I like the trade for both teams. I really do. Knicks were convinced they weren't keeping quickly and signing him. Somebody had asked earlier, he like makes 4.1 million. So he will be looking for a huge pay increase because they couldn't come to an agreement, the Knicks and quickly. So he's going to hope to get that from Toronto. But the Knicks weren't keeping him and the Raptors could not let another guy go for nothing. And we're active in at least getting talented young players to again pair with Barnes. And maybe that makes more sense. I think they should stay aggressive looking to move Siakam. I think, you know, you look for another young player or two, a pick or two, an actual first round pick for Siakam. I think it's a move you make. The Raptors are not really going to be making any noise moving forward this season. Like, they're not even going to be in the play-in, probably. Maybe, who knows. But you're looking ahead. So I would say cash in if you can on Siakam. Though, you probably should have done that a while ago, and his trade value will fluctuate depending on the other names available on a market. I mean, he's a guy that a lot of teams would want. He's like a lot of teams would convince themselves he could take us to the next level. So I think they should be aggressive doing that. But you guys, were trying to convince me that they wouldn't. And that's not a Masai move. Instead, they'll just sign him long term.
Yeah,
there's a difference between what I think they should do and what I think they might do.
Yeah. Go ahead, Tess.
Oh, Pasky. Yeah, I think it comes down to how much Masai will offer him. And if it's not a long term deal, he could be just looking to go sign somewhere that's going to make him, you know, more of a number one guy, but maybe not. I think they could sign him long term. I'm really interested to see what happens with the Knicks and OG and how he goes through a four month rental. That could be it. If he's not
a CAA client, he's not a rental for them.
Yeah, yeah. You said it, Tass. He's going to get the bag from them. Yeah. They've wanted him forever too.
Yeah, I would imagine. I said a 40 spot, as in like some of those years are going to be at 40 mil. I think. But I guess Tibbs is just going to play him a ton. Just go guard somebody, man.
Yeah.
Because he is so damn good and he can guard anybody on the floor.
Helps the Knicks' chances to win a series or two. There's no doubt. I mean, having OG to stick on, be it a Tatum or to stick on a Mitchell or like whatever. Like, he made all defense. He's a legit, incredible defender. Who's a decent, he like doesn't kill you by putting him in a corner. I mean, he can hit a corner three, whatever, at a decent clip. Yeah, he's going to play. Tibbs going to love this guy. The way he plays, it makes all the sense in the world. He's going to love him a lot more than RJ Barrett, I would say. Just their, contrasting styles of play. But
yeah,
okay, well, does the Pistons streak end tonight because the Raptors are down, guys, in Detroit? What do you think of the trade? Who's the real winner? Do you like it for both squads? Are either of these teams done? Are you trading Siakam to the Warriors for Kuminga and picks? Are you trading Siakam to the Thunder somehow for just a bunch of picks? Is there another deal out there? Let us know in the YouTube comments. Let us know on Twitter at No Dunks Inc. Guys, always a blast to see you, especially in a surprise podcast. I can't believe it. Something happened. It's great. Something happened with a team that's always in trade rumors.
I didn't expect to be saying, we got ourselves a trade.
Yes.
On December 30th, I just sat down for a nice game of Harry Potter Clue, and now I can't figure out who did it with the Vanishing Cabinet.
Oh.
I know it was the Vanishing Cabinet.
All right, we'll get back to your game.
That's right.
Tass, your wife's birthday today. I don't know if we interrupted birthday celebrations over in the Mellis household.
Oh, no. Yeah, I can't. It gives me the opportunity to do something other than be with the family. So why not? Why not celebrate here? Yeah, back to my own games. But I will be watching. I will be watching OG Anunoby. If he shoots enough, you got to spend every moment with your family. OG has to shoot every time. I don't know if the Knicks are going to let him shoot. I don't know. TBD.
We will see. We'll be talking about it in the new year. We are scheduled to be back in the Classic Factory on Tuesday. But hit the like button. Make sure you subscribe. Podcast listeners, leave your boys a 5-star rating and review. Let's go to Clipper Bros.
You heard it here first. Have a great time. Turn up. Love you guys. Awesome.
Hey, thanks for joining us. And remember, everybody enjoy their 2024.
Happy New Year, everybody!
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10. Place your first bet on any game and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.